You're listening to SBS News.
The Prime Minister has announced a number of changes after today's National Cabinet meeting. They include a reduction in incoming flights from India by 30% as part of moves to limit departures from high-risk countries to exceptional situations. While a reduction in flights from India has been confirmed, other countries with large COVID-19 outbreaks are also expected to see reductions as well. Those arriving from a high-risk country will need to get a test to detect fragments of the virus 72 hours prior to departure from the last port. Mr. Morrison says despite these changes, the government will continue to try and bring stranded Australians home.
We have seen the proportion of total cases from that one particular cohort rise from around 10% to 40% of cases. Now, that's not something we could ignore. And so we have to take actions to mitigate that risk on behalf of all Australians. We've been working hard to get Australians home, particularly since last September, and we've seen hundreds of thousands of Australians return home through assisted flights, through tens of millions of dollars that the Commonwealth has put in place to support the most vulnerable. And so we will continue to do that. And there will continue to be the opportunity for those to return from places like India, but in very controlled circumstances.
West Australian Premier Mark McGowan says authorities are investigating how two return travellers contracted the virus while in hotel quarantine in Perth. He's also welcomed moves to limit flights from high-risk countries, adding WA hotels were never built with long-term quarantining in mind.
Western Australia is taking more than our fair share. And we have nine hotels, big hotels, full of travellers. The only way we can leave hotel rooms all empty or half of them empty is to halve the number of returning Australians. And obviously that creates a whole nother set of issues because there's people then overseas who want to come home who can't. I think the bigger issue, as I said before, is if people are being allowed to leave Australia and go to highly infected places without it being a very, very, very good reason, then I don't understand why that's happening. I don't understand why that's happening. And obviously, that is a big concern to me. I think it should be a big concern to all of us.
Meanwhile, Department of Health Secretary Brendan Murphy has confirmed that the rollout for AstraZeneca vaccine for over 50s will be brought forward to May. Mr. Murphy has also confirmed that the Pfizer vaccine will not be available to people over 50 at this stage, except for residents in aged care homes and some high-risk groups, such as people with disabilities in care homes.
But with a few exceptions, Pfizer is now restricted to those under 50. Until we get more Pfizer supplies later in the year, so those people who may choose not to have AstraZeneca, and as the Prime Minister has always said, it is a choice. We recommend that AstraZeneca, the risk-benefit for over 50, is vastly in favour of being vaccinated. But people always have a choice, and more Pfizer will be available later in the year. But at this stage, we will not be making Pfizer available to those 50 and over.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the New South Wales government will continue to support GPs in vaccine delivery. However, said state and territory governments have a responsibility to take the pressure off clinics when administering the Pfizer vaccine. She's flagged state support for the rollout of the Pfizer vaccine due to very low refrigeration requirements, while GPs continue to roll out inoculation with the AstraZeneca vaccine. Ms. Berejiklian says utilising the full capacity of vaccination via GP clinics is vital to expediting the state's inoculation progress. Ms. Berejiklian says Sydney's mass vaccination hub will be able to safely administer both Pfizer and AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines.
Hope to have this up and running by the middle of May. But of course, it also depends on the doses that we have available to us. This vaccination hub will be necessary to get us to get the Pfizer vaccine out to everybody who is in those categories of individuals who need it. And that is certainly our objective, to make sure that whenever those doses become available, that we safely dispense that to the community.
New South Wales authorities are urgently trying to track four people who may have been exposed to COVID-19 after three return travellers at a Sydney quarantine hotel Belt contracted the same South African strain of the virus. On Wednesday night, New South Wales Health said two of three people diagnosed with the virus were family members who had stayed in connecting rooms on the 10th floor of the Mercure Hotel in Sydney earlier this month, while the third person was staying in another adjacent room. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chance said on Thursday up to 40 return travellers and an unknown number of staff may have been exposed to the virus, and health authorities were still working to track down at least four people.
There were about 40 people staying on that floor during the period that we're concerned about, where the infectious people were on that floor before they moved to our Sydney Health Hotel. We have managed to contact 36 of those individuals. A number have gone into other states and territories, and those states and territories have been alerted, and we've shared that information, and we are urgently escalating contact with the remaining four.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus.